dear audience, in the present disclosure, and the following personal financial relationships with commercial interests relevant to this presentation existed during the past 12 months. Okay, so no relationships to disclose. First of all, some words about funding. This study was a part of the increasing capacity for tobacco research in Hungary grant and was funded by the Fogarty grant. Body weight and current smoking is inversely...
Okay.
Can you hear me?
No.
No?
I'll go right into the microphone,
okay.
I think.
So, body weight and current smoking is inversely associated among adults, and there is a widespread belief among adults as well as adolescents that tobacco smoking controls body weight, but it is unclear whether smoking has weight loss effect in adolescents. Views are controversial about the relationship between smoking and adolescents' body shape, weight concerns, and the belief that smoking controls weight. On this slide, I would like to summarize findings about adolescent smoking and body weight-related factors. Some studies propose that overweight in adolescents may be related to smoking, while others found no association between overweight and smoking, and the relationship by gender is inconsistent. Self-perception of overweight may be also play a role in initiation and maintenance of smoking, but mainly among girls. Concerns about weight also show positive association, but especially among girls. Many studies found that girls following a specific diet are more likely to smoke. Previous research has provided some evidence that the belief that smoking controls weight is more prevalent among smokers than non-smokers, but these findings are also inconsistent by gender. In the light of these partly inconsistent results, the aim of the present study was to explore if tobacco smoking in adolescents was associated with body image, body weight related factors, and the weight control belief of tobacco smoking, and whether these associations differ by gender, and whether there is a change in the strength of possible association. And as it was a prospective study, the other aim was to explore whether these factors play a role in the initiation of smoking. Data were provided for this study by the longitudinal study of tobacco smoking and body weight management among adolescents survey, which is a 3-year prospective cohort study. Baseline and follow-up data were collected in the capital, Budapest, and 5 Hungarian metropolitan cities. Randomly selected elementary and high schools participated with 6th and 9th graders at baseline who completed a self-administered questionnaire annually, and their body weight and height were measured objectively by school nurses. The measurements included smoking status, where current smokers were regarded who were smoking in the past 30 days. Objective body mass index was calculated on the basis of measured body weight and height. Appetite weight control subscale of the short form of the smoking consequences questionnaire was used to explore the weight control belief of participants, and the subscale was dichotomized into low agreement and high agreement categories. The desire to change body was assessed with the contour drawing rating scale, where 9 male and female contour drawings were shown, and participants were asked to indicate the figure they currently have and the figure they would like to have. based on the current ideal discrepancy, three categories were defined. Those who would not change their body shape, those who would desire thinner body, and those who would desire more robust body. Satisfaction with the body and appearance was assessed with a six-item scale, and the scale was dichotomized into less satisfied and more satisfied with body and appearance categories. Beside the descriptive statistics, Kiskert test, independent sympathy test, and multivariate binary logistic regression models were used. In logistic regression models, we adjusted for great parental and peer smoking. In model 1, we explored whether predictors at baseline and the smoking status by gender were associated. In model 2, the covariate and dependent variable was the same like in model 1, but data came from the follow-up. In model 3, we tested the association between predictors at baseline and smoking initiation at follow-up by gender. The results, the sample consisted of 1,389 participants because there was losses of follow-up and missing of objectively measured body weight and height data from the original sample. Girls, a bit more girls participated, the capital was overrepresented, and the distribution by school type was two-thirds to one-third for secondary and elementary schools. Experimentation of smoking increased almost 12% at follow-up, increased almost 12% at follow-up, and change in smoking experimentation was significant both in both grades and both gender. It is remarkable that current smokers that the prevalence of current smokers doubled in the younger among the younger girls and remained higher in older ages of adolescents compared to boys. And also I would like to emphasize that the prevalence of current smoking among 10th graders was almost 40%. The change in current smoking prevalence was significant in the 10th graders at follow-up and among the 7th grader girls at follow-up. In summary, the change of the prevalence, the change in the prevalence of smoking experimentation and current smoking was significant, and at follow-up, 11.2% of participants became new smoker, and only 3.4% quit smoking at follow-up. The mean of objectively measured BMI was higher among smokers, but the difference was not significant among girls at follow-up. Weight control belief of smoking was more stronger among smokers compared to non-smokers, and it was stronger especially among the girls. Those who were smokers were less satisfied with their body and appearance, and the difference was significant only among girls. Current smoker boys desired a more robust body at follow-up, at baseline and follow-up too, while girls, most of girls desire thinner body, but the difference according to smoking status was not significant among girls. In the first logistic regression model at baseline, the belief that smoking controls the belief that smoking controls body weight predicted smoking significantly among girls and tendentiously among boys. Boys who desired more robust body had higher odds for smoking. After a year at follow-up in logistic in the second logistic regression model, the belief that smoking controls body weight was predicted smoking only among among girls, but the association strengthened compared to baseline. And in the third logistic regression model, body image, weight-related factors, and the belief that smoking control weight did not predict its smoking initiation among boys, but among girls, those who were less satisfied with their body and appearance had four times higher odds for smoking initiation. In summary, at baseline, the belief that smoking controls body weight predicted smoking, especially among girls. Boys who desired more robust bodies were also more likely to smoke. After a year at follow-up, weight control beliefs remained significantly associated with smoking, but only among girls. At follow-up, the prevalence of smoking increased remarkably, especially among higher graders, and 11.2% of participants became new smokers. Girls' dissatisfaction with body image represented risk for smoking initiation, but self-assessment of body image among boys was unrelated to smoking at follow-up. In conclusion, it appears that weight control belief of smoking did not play a role in smoking initiation, and the belief began to recover consciousness among those adolescents who are already smokers. Therefore, danger lies in the fact that later in life, this belief may play a role in not quitting smoking. Therefore, tobacco prevention programs for adolescents should be differentiated by gender and should emphasize the adverse effects of smoking as a weight control method, as well as stressing healthy methods of healthy weight management. Thank you for your attention.
We have about a few minutes for questions. Well, I have a question. Did you see any relationship that boys in the program had on girls not smoking or smoking? So the boys influenced the girls at all?
We did not analyze.
Okay.
I have a question. You mentioned that you controlled for the child's exposure to tobacco if they had a smoker in the household.
Yes.
Did you find that that was a predictor, or did you just control
yes.
for it?
Yes, the age, the parental and peer smoking were predictors. Significant predictors
of smoking,
and besides these, the weight-related factors and
as well.
Oh. So all logistic regression models were controlled for these.
Right. That's interesting about the weight.
Yeah.
You know, it's known that parents who smoke are more likely to have kids who smoke, but
yeah.
It's interesting that they're more likely to have weight concerns too.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.